At The Wealthy Contractor, we believe in one thing above all else. We believe in you. We are your champion. We are your biggest cheerleader. We want to see you achieve success, wealth, and freedom, whatever that means for you. And we promise we will believe in you even on those days that you don't believe in yourself. How many of you have had those days before? Me, I've had lots of those days.
Have you ever felt like there's a secret club of successful contractors and you're left outside? Want in? Well, you just found the entry door. Welcome to the Wealthy Contractor Podcast. Each episode, we pull back the curtain, revealing the stories, strategies, and secrets that top leaders use to grow their home improvement business and enjoy more success, more wealth, and more freedom. Discover more at thewealthycontractor.com. Now let's get into today's episode. Hey everyone, Brian here. Today's episode is a recording of my 2024 opening presentation at our big annual conference for home improvement business owners and leaders, Accelerate Live. The presentation itself was a bit longer than our average podcast episode, with a ton to take in and think about. So I've split this into two parts. You'll be able to hear the first half in this episode, then there's a cliffhanger until you listen to the rest in next week's episode number 226. Remember, if you like the content of this and other Wealthy Contractor episodes, but are craving deeper dives into what is working today in lead gen, sales, production, profitability, leadership, and more, and you like the sound of achieving more in 2 days than what many businesses take 2 decades to do, then you need to drop what you're doing and go register for the next Accelerate Live in February right now at accelerateevent.com. Our huge early bird discount is just about to end, so secure your tickets with coupon code podcast25. Then listen to this episode relaxed and confident, knowing you've just made a career-defining decision. As always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you get a ton of value from this episode and it gets you really excited about joining us in person at the next event.
I want to start off though by acknowledging all of you. It's not easy to leave home, not easy to get on an airplane and go to another city and have to live in a hotel for a couple of days and leave family and loved ones behind. But you guys did it. That shows a commitment to your success, to your wealth, and your freedom by being here. So I hope you're proud of yourselves for getting up and making it happen. The decision that you made to invest in yourself and in your business. You're awesome. Now, not only are you awesome, but the people that are sitting around you are pretty awesome too. I found this quote and I've been wanting to use it for an event for years. And this, I kind of changed it. It's on the covers of your workbooks, but I changed it around a little bit. And I said in this place, and it's on your badges as well. And so actually get up for me for a second. Everybody stand up for a minute and just look right around you, just where you're sitting. You are surrounded by the dreamers and the doers, the thinkers and the believers. So look at somebody that's around you or a few people behind you or around you, give them a high five and tell them you're awesome. So now we know we're all in the right place with the right people and we got a lot to cover. So why are you all here? Why are you guys here? Who wants to make more money? Yes, good. We're going to talk a lot about making more money for the next 2 days. A lot. We're going to talk a little bit about marketing. We're going to talk a little bit about sales. Hopefully, some of you have come here for maybe some inspiration, meet somebody new. How many of you did the prep sheet? Wow, look at you. Awesome. So that's great. So a lot of you have come into this room with intention to learn something new, to meet somebody new, to get some new capability. Awesome. Be a better owner. Be a better leader. Be a better visionary. Find strategic partners. Gain confidence. Gain confidence. I hope that we can provide that for you. How many of you would like a self-managing business, a business that works for you? Yeah, awesome. We'll be talking about that. You know, I can't go more than 5 minutes without talking about mindset. So there's going to be a lot of mindset stuff here the next couple of days. And for some of you, you're here for just that one idea. Just that one idea that you could take home and implement into your business that will act as a multiplier for whatever, sales, profitability, time off, freedom, whatever it happens to be. You walked out of here with that one idea, it'll be worth your time and investment to be here. Why am I here? Too many business owners, contractors, business owners, are too busy and too tired to get out of their own way so they can build the business and the life that they want. As a result, too many of you work way too hard for way too little. That was me. And whatever I can do to help change that is why I'm here. Now, the real reason, I mean, that's a big reason, but the real reason is when I went into business for myself, when I was 20, geez, it's been 30 years. I worked my ass off for like 20 years. I built four companies. And at 40 years old, at the end of all of that, I went bankrupt, lost money, lost our house, cars. We had to start all over again. At 40 years old, I almost got there. I just figured this out recently. Had a lot of time to think in the last year or two. I almost got there, but there was a few things missing. I joke about it, and I say 94. I just threw a number up there. It's a weird number, 94. I don't know if it was 93, 94, but I almost got there. I almost had it figured out, but there was a few big, important pieces that were missing. We'll talk a little bit about those. And so I want to help as many people as I can to not make the same dumb mistakes that I made, because I made a lot of dumb mistakes. Can anybody relate? Anybody else made any dumb mistakes? Yeah. Well, hopefully, I know some of you, like me, made catastrophic mistakes, like ones where they come take your house away from you, you know? So I want to help you guys not make the same mistakes. Now, this whole thing started off with, you know, me and Addie started this company called G4 Marketing. And with G4 Marketing, we got behind the scenes of hundreds, literally hundreds of companies over the years, just like yours. And boy, did we learn a lot about what makes these businesses work and not work. The podcast came out of that. I had these, you know, cool people in the industry that were doing it right, that were making money. And I thought, well, why don't we interview them? Why don't we see if we can learn something from them? Called my friend Brian Elias, and recently we just released the 200th episode with Brian. And I called Brian, and I said, hey, I got this idea. And of course, Brian's cool. He said, all right, whatever. And we did it. I didn't know if anybody would listen. I still don't know if anybody listens. Well, I think a few of you do. Hopefully it's valuable for those of you that do listen. But the whole idea is to talk about what works and what doesn't work in the business. So it started with the podcast. Then Accelerate Live came along in 2017. And then I wrote the book, The Seven Secrets book. And we've done a bunch of other stuff in between. You'll learn more about it. But at the end, The Wealthy Contractor is really all about helping our clients go from stressed and struggling to building super profitable, multi-million dollar companies, all while working less and having more fun, so they can enjoy more success, more wealth, and more freedom. Does that sound good to anybody? Yeah. Dude, sounds good to me too. At The Wealthy Contractor, we believe in one thing above all else. We believe in you. We are your champion. We are your biggest cheerleader. We want to see you achieve success, wealth, and freedom, whatever that means for you. And we promise we will believe in you even on those days that you don't believe in yourself. How many of you have had those days before? Me, I've had lots of those days, right? So whenever you're feeling not right, and you're feeling like maybe things aren't going the way you want them to go listen to one of the podcasts. Pick up the phone. Call. We're here for you guys. Okay? Now, with that, you got to be prepared for two things. These people all in the front know what I'm talking about. You got to be prepared for two things. One, tough love. Tough love. The other thing, hard truths. We're not going to always tell you what you want to hear. Instead, we're going to tell you what you need to hear in order for you to get where you want to go. Make no mistake, it is never with judgment, ever. It is always with love and respect. Okay? That's the deal. So over the next 2 days, our mission here is simple. We created Accelerate Live to bring home improvement entrepreneurs together to share the latest tools, resources, and relationships to help take your business to new heights without the headaches and hassles of figuring it all out by yourselves. Too many of us are on an island. We're in our office, we're out in our car driving around or truck driving around, and we're by ourselves and we're in our heads. And we're trying to figure it all out on our own. You don't need to figure it all out on your own. There are plenty of resources, tools, strategies, and people out there that can help you get where you want to go. I also hope over the next couple of days to send you out of here with the courage and the confidence that it'll take for you to go build your dream business, whatever that means for you. You'll hear me say that quite a bit. Whatever that means for you. Because the beauty of it is, we're all different. Everybody's got different goals. Everybody's got different aspirations. Even when it comes to like money, everybody's number in here is probably different. Doesn't matter what the number is. All that matters is it matters to you and it's important to you. So when I heard that we were coming to Disney area, Orlando, I immediately went to Walt and I started to look for Walt quotes to see what was I going to talk to you guys about. And I found this one and I really like it. Hopefully you guys do too. All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. We have the courage to pursue them. So that got me thinking. I came up with some questions. How can you pursue a dream if you aren't clear about what the dream looks like? I talk with a lot of business owners. Very few have a dream. Very few have clarity about what it looks like, what it feels like. It's in their heads. It's an idea. It's not here. So how can you pursue a dream if you aren't clear about what the dream looks like? How can you pursue a dream if you don't have a plan for achieving it? So again, if the dream is an idea, it's not real strong. It's hard to create a plan around that. He says in the quote, the courage to pursue your dream. If the plan's not good enough, your courage isn't going to be strong enough. Your conviction for that isn't going to be strong enough. How can your dreams come true without taking the appropriate actions? What do we do? What are we supposed to do as business owners? I don't know about you guys, but nobody really taught me how to be a business owner. I mean, I had two jobs, actually, before I went into business for myself, both for family businesses. And both families, by the way, were successful. And I learned stuff from them, but I didn't learn a lot of the deep stuff, the deep work. I saw them working their asses off like we all do, like you all do. But there's more to it than just working hard. So those three questions led me to these three ideas that I'm going to go through with you. Dream, plan, and execute. Dream, plan, execute. Dream, plan, execute. So let's talk about dreaming a little bit. You guys didn't know I was going to go here, did you? You guys didn't know I was going to go to dreaming. Don't worry. We're only starting this way. For those of you that are like, what the hell is this guy doing talking about dreams? I believe your business exists to fund your ideal lifestyle. It exists to fund your ideal lifestyle. Important word in there, ideal. Your business should give you the freedom to live life on your terms. On your terms. Your business should give you more life, not less. How many of you have had your business take life away from you? Mine did that for years. It's not supposed to be that way. Your business is supposed to give you more life, more energy, more excitement. Your business also should ultimately set you up for financial freedom. Financial freedom. Who's familiar with that term, financial freedom? Here it is in a nutshell. My friend John O'Leary says that your money writes you checks. Your money writes you checks. And when the money writes you a check big enough to cover your lifestyle, you're financially free. Passive income is what we're talking about. But you have to build to that. You have to build to that. And your business should be fun. Should be fun. So what we believe, you control your business. It doesn't control you. You control your business. It doesn't control you. There are too many people out there that have a business that are business owners, but what they really have is a really horrible job. And their boss is a lunatic. You own your business. It doesn't own you. And your business works for you. You don't work for it. You guys have heard me say some of this stuff before, probably all of it before. And I'm going to keep saying it. Business is a vehicle. That's it. It is a vehicle. It's a means to an end. It's about creating success, wealth, and freedom, whatever that means for you. Now, the good news is you get to decide what kind of vehicle you want. You get to create the vehicle that you want. So you can have a broken down piece of crap. You can have something that most of the time will get you where you want to go. Or you can have a high performance machine that spits out money and freedom every single day. It's up to you. That's kind of the bad news. Good news, bad news. So, dreaming. Seriously, when was the last time you dreamed about what your business and what your life could be? When was the last time? See, we forget. We forget why we did this in the first place. I actually went looking for some quotes about big dreams. I got a couple good ones for you. Brian Tracy, dream big dreams. Imagine that you have no limitations. And then decide what's right before you decide what's possible. I like that. Decide what's right before you decide what's possible. This one I love. If you never dream, you will never know the endless possibilities of what you can become. I really like that one. You will never know the endless possibilities of what you can become. So if you haven't dreamed in a while, you know where's a good place to start? Go all the way back to the day you made the decision to be a business owner, to go work for 70, 80 hours a week just so you can avoid work for yourself, so you can avoid working 40 hours a week for somebody else. You realize we're weird, right? To the people, to most people out there, we're weird. We're even weird to the people on our team. Like, think about it. You got to use your weirdness. That power that you had, that confidence that you had in yourself and in your ability to be a producer drove you to take on the risk and the liability to say, I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to take a shot at creating life on my terms. When was the last time you thought about it? When was the last time that you sat down and you said, wow, what could this really be? I don't think we do it enough. We have to as business owners. Otherwise, we just get led around by the business. It'll control us. It'll own you. It will make you work for it. Has this happened to anybody? Happened to me. Doesn't have to be that way. So for me, I'm very clear about why I did this. Why 30 years ago, 30 plus years ago, I went into business for myself. I wanted to get rich. Who else wants to get rich? Right? There's, by the way, there's some rich people in this room. It worked, right? But I went into business to make money, to live a certain lifestyle. After losing everything, you know, it's the one thing you never want to see again? Debt. You don't ever want to see debt again, bad debt. And ultimately, again, there's those words, financial freedom. Ultimately, you want to create a business that's going to help provide financial freedom for you and your family. Number two, I wanted to be in control of my time. I didn't want somebody to say, you got to be at work at 8:30 every morning. I remember, so the first job I had in a restaurant, I was from 16 until I think 21. I worked in this restaurant. One day I was late. Like one day, I'd worked the night before I got in, I was late. My boss came, I'll never forget. I can see it right now as I'm standing here as if it happened just 5 minutes ago. He came out the back door yelling at me that I'm late and to go home. I'm like, whoa, what the hell just happened? And something triggered in me to be like, I ain't living my life like this. I ain't living by somebody else's timetable. I'm living on my own. So that's super important. That was super important for me. And then also the freedom to pursue and explore life on my terms. On my terms. And again, whatever that means, part of my exploration is this, the Wealthy Contractor, the podcast, working with you guys. So that's me. So what about you? What does your dream life look like? How do you want to spend your time? What do you want to do? You want to go play golf every day? Most of us don't. Even after you sell your business, you're not going to want to, if you do that, if that's one of your goals. But what does it look like? You want to be with your families, all of your family, most all of you are family people. This, you guys are so family oriented. So many of you, you don't want to miss anything that your kids do. You want to be at their practices. You want to be at their recitals. You want to be at their performances. You want to be wherever. For some, it's you want to go back and teach or be of service. But do you have it written down? When was the last time you really thought about it? Of how you want to spend your time? Because by the way, with every passing minute, you have less of it. And you can't buy any more. We can replace money. Can't replace time. And then what does your ideal lifestyle look like? I like nice stuff. Always have. Always have. Me and Addie, we love to travel. We love to see new places. What about you? What does your ideal lifestyle look like? Is it a different house? Is it certain kind of car? Is it flying first class? Is it flying private? Is it having $5 million in the bank? $10 million? What's that? $13,215,648.29. By the way, I just made up that number when I was putting the slides together. It seemed like a kind of a good number, $13 million. By the way, you have $13 million in the bank, financial freedom. You could live on $500,000 a year. You're done. You don't ever have to work another day in your life. That's financial freedom. But for some people, you have $4 million and have $15,000 a month coming in and you're happy. It's beautiful. It's different for everybody. But what is it for you? Have you defined it? All success begins with clarity. Most business owners don't start their planning with what they really want from their business. Then they get to the end of the year and they wonder, why haven't we made enough money to really move our business and move our life forward? How many of you thought, well, if we just sell more, we'll eventually make some money? Me, that was me. My peak was $11 million. But boy, I had a broken profit model, because you know why? Remember that ugly little word from a couple minutes ago? That four nasty, disgusting four-letter word? Debt. You know how I got there? Oh, just go borrow some more money against my house. No, the business model and the profit model isn't working, but that's okay. We're going to do $11 million this year. Well, pretty soon you find out, like this guy, you got no money left. You got $11 million coming in, but none of it's sticking. Napoleon Hill said this, there's one quality which one must possess to win, and that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants and a burning desire to possess it. This is the number one secret to getting what you want. How many books have you read where this is the number one thing? By the way, any of you that have read my book, what does it start with? Starts with clarity. How much money do you want to make? Because if I don't know how much money you want to make, how can I give you proper advice? Because anything will do if you don't really know what it is. Anything will do. So for myself, I created this exercise. And by the way, in your books, it's on page, there's a link. A QR code for this exercise. If you haven't done this exercise, it's a powerful exercise. It changed my life. Here it is. What is it? 16. Oh, is it? I actually put a page number? Look at that. 16. Thank you. The four numbers exercise. So, about 7 or 8 years ago, I got to the point where I was sick and tired of not hitting the income goal that I had wanted for 20 years. The number doesn't matter, by the way. But it was 4 times our current income. 4 times. Now, we were comfortable. We were in our comfort zone. We were at our set point of income. It was pretty good. But I didn't want pretty good. I wanted amazing. And so I got serious about it. And in other places, I've talked about all of the stuff that I did. We're not going to go into all of that here. But this exercise helped me think about what I really wanted, money-wise. Money's not everything. But boy, money helps. And essentially what this exercise does is it helps you think through the money that you need to live your ideal lifestyle. So as an example, you think through, and I walk you through it. That QR code takes you to a page where you download the worksheets, and there's a video of me walking you through this exercise, okay? And essentially what we do is we look at your financial life in four sections. Number one is lifestyle. How much money do you need to live where you want to live, drive what you want to drive, send your kids where you want to send them, go on vacation, whatever. That's the lifestyle number. The second number is future wealth. Future wealth. This is contributing to your financial freedom account. The third number is giving. Giving. And the fourth number is taxes and liabilities. Taxes and liabilities. So we have to account for taxes, of course, right? But then what if you've got some debt you want to retire? That would go in that bucket. So in this example, and again, the numbers don't matter because everybody's number is going to be different. But in this case, the number is $500,000. So when I make $500,000, I'm going to live my ideal lifestyle. This doesn't mean it can't change, by the way. It can change over time, and it will. But this is the first step. So now what's interesting about this is if you look at that number there, for those of us that are older, that's an important number. Only so much longer a 55-year-old can keep working at this pace. So for me, that was a really important number. I was 46, 47 at the time. But if you look at that number, in a few years, what does that number give you? What happens? That number turns into $1,000,000. $1,000,000 cash, invested in the bank, whatever. But it gives you a sense of where you're going and what you want. So do this. Instead of looking at your business and saying, well, this year we're going to do $7 million and hope that there's money left over. Instead, let's start with how much you want to make. And then let's get really clear about why. Why? Because why takes it out of here and brings it down here. And you need this in order to make it happen. You need this. But you really need this. So be crystal clear about what it is that you want. Now look, you don't have to do my exercise. Do your own. Doesn't matter. But as long as you come up with clarity, okay? And write it down. And then have a system for reminding yourself every single day. Every single day, this is my number. This is where I'm headed. This is where I'm going. And when I get there, this is what my life is going to look like. You got to want it bad. What did Hill say? He said, you got to have a burning desire. Think about the wording. Napoleon Hill was by trade a copywriter. Words were very important to him. Burning desire. Does that conjure an image for you? Does it conjure a feeling, I should say, not an image, a feeling? That's what it takes.
Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. For insights on skyrocketing your home improvement business and accelerating your journey to the success, wealth, and freedom you've always dreamed about, be sure to get your free copy of my best-selling book, The 7 Secrets to Becoming a Wealthy Contractor, at www.thewealthycontractor.com. And don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you next time.